Making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these activities and questions as a starting point for family discussions or personal pondering. For children, page 86. President Thomas S. Monson talked about a scene from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland to show that decisions are important. He encouraged us to choose the right, even if it is the harder path. As a family, talk about difficult decisions you face. What can you do to help each other choose the right? For an activity, draw a CTR shield on a poster and write your ideas on it. Then hang it somewhere where your family will see it often. Page 101. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, described a city in Germany that was destroyed in war but was later rebuilt and made beautiful again. President Uchtdorf taught that when we feel broken, the Savior and Heavenly Father can rebuild us. What examples has your family seen of something broken that became beautiful and strong again? Consider sharing your testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ with your children. Page 53. Elder Mervyn B. Arnold of the 70 encouraged us to go to the rescue by reaching out to our less active or non-member friends. As a family, think about how you can reach out to those who haven't been to church in a while or who are not members. What can you do to share the gospel with others? Think of a fun way to create a family missionary plan with simple, realistic goals. Page 13. Sister Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, invited us to prayerfully consider how we can help refugees in our community. As a family, visit iwasastranger.lds.org and watch the video titled, I Was a Stranger, Love One Another. What are some things your family can do to serve neighbors in need? Note, child-friendly conference coverage can be found in this month's Friend magazine. For youth, page 86, President Thomas S. Monson said, "The door of history turns on small hinges, and so do people's lives." He also said, "The path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life." Think about the major choices coming up in your life. Imagine where those choices might lead you, and write a list of the ideas and impressions that come to you. Page 46. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "The restoration of the gospel began with a youth, Joseph Smith, asking a question." Elder Rasband said, "Questions indicate a desire to learn, add truth to our testimonies, and press forward with a steadfastness in Christ." 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Bring your questions to God in prayer. Search the scriptures and the talks from General Conference, and watch and listen closely for answers. Page 10. Have you ever felt afraid or lonely? Sister Neil F. Marriott, second counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, shared what happened before her wedding. She was far from home and would be staying with a relative of her future husband whom she had never met. When she arrived at the relative's home, Sister Marriott said, "The door opened, and Aunt Carol, without a word, reached out and took me into her arms." That moment melted away her fears. "Love is making space in your life for someone else," she said. "Is there someone you can make room for?" Page 70. Brother Stephen W. Owen, Young Men General President, taught that we are all both leaders and followers. He shared an experience he had of meeting a group of young men who supported and encouraged each other in their quorums. He said, "Leadership is an expression of discipleship. It is simply a matter of helping others come unto Christ. Choose someone you can help come unto Christ this week." Note, youth-friendly conference coverage can be found in this month's New Era magazine. For young adults, page 101. Want to keep your faith from flatlining? President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, taught that obedience is the answer. Obedience is the lifeblood of faith, he said. It is by obedience that we gather light into our souls. Think about a time when you obeyed the word of the Lord, even though it was difficult. How did your obedience strengthen your faith and help you discover what you were made of? Pages 23, 59, and 105. Sister Mary R. Durham, recently released second counselor in the Primary General Presidency, referred to the Holy Ghost as a divine source of strength. Read her talk and the talks by Elders David A. Bednar and Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Take note of the many roles the Holy Ghost plays and of the ways He can bless you. Make a goal to change something in your life so you can be more worthy of His influence. Pages 26 and 124. Take time to ask yourself the questions Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the Presidency of the 70 asked. When difficult things occur in our lives, what is our immediate response? Is it confusion or doubt or spiritual withdrawal? Is it a blow to our faith? Do we blame God or others for our circumstances? Or is our first response to remember that we are children of a loving God? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "The first great truth of all eternity is that God loves us with all of His heart, might, mind, and strength. How can strengthening your testimony of God's love for you help you endure difficult things?" For adults, page 86, President Thomas S. Monson said that when contemplating our daily decisions, if we choose Christ, we will have made the correct choice. What daily religious practices could you develop or strengthen in your life and in your family so that Christ remains at the center of your decisions? Pages 81 and 93. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, and Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, encouraged fathers to make necessary changes in order to lead their families to the celestial kingdom. As a father, what can you do, in Elder Christofferson's words, to better demonstrate what fidelity to God looks like in day-to-day living? Page 77. By embracing charity, even families with great challenges can succeed, said President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Whatever problems your family is facing, whatever you must do to solve them, he added, the beginning and the end of the solution is charity. In your family, consider scriptural counsel to pray unto the Father that ye may be filled with this love. Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. Page 63. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said that regular family councils will counter the impact of modern technology that often distracts us from spending quality time with each other and also tends to bring evil right into our homes. Consider implementing in your family the four types of family councils that Elder Ballard suggests will assist us to be more successful and happy in our precious relationships. End of the article, Making Conference Part of Our Lives, read by Natalie Moore.